It's a beautiful morning.
Some clean, fresh air and some beautiful mornings in store this weekend. And to explain what to expect, we have Cliff Mass from the University of Washington.
We have a wonderful weekend ahead, but you have to feel sorry for those poor Californians. Almost all the bad weather's going down there. If you're in the Bay Area, they're getting clouds and rain. It's miserable down there. All the weather is going south of us.
Can you hear me crying?
Well, I hope not. Today, temperature's going to get up around 60 in much of western Washington. The only clouds and precipitation will be in the mountains, but that'll be some light showers, not anything more than that. Then tomorrow, we may start off with some low clouds, but it'll burn off quickly, and we'll see sun over the entire region. It should be dry pretty much everywhere from the coast all the way to eastern Washington. Temperatures getting up again, upper 50s into the low 60s, so, delightful day. Sunday could be even better. We'll have temperatures probably getting to the lower to mid-60s, but there will be some partial cloudiness as the system approaches. Now, I don't think that's going to ruin Sunday for anybody, except if you're right on the coast. But a weather system, a front, is approaching, and the clouds will spread in later in the day on Sunday, and I think by Monday morning we'll see some rain. So Monday is definitely going to be a downturn. But virtually the entire weekend should be partly sunny and temperatures at normal or above normal.
Are we into a pattern that's going to feel sort of like a normal spring from here on out?
Well, unfortunately, next week turns a little bit more normal.
More normal? What does that mean?
It's been drier than normal this month. From April 1st to now, we are over an inch below normal in terms of rainfall. We've been warmer than normal the last week. That's going to change a little bit. It looks like next week the jet will be coming in right on top of us. And so we'll get into a typical pattern of, a rainy day and then a break and a rainy day. So I think next week will be much more into the 50s and more showers than we've had the last week.
Cliff, a listener posted a question on our website. He lives in the San Juans. He noticed he gets a lot more sun up in the islands than we do in the city of Seattle, but also that temperatures are often a few degrees colder there than in the city. Is this related to the fabled urban heat island effect?
No, not really. Now, the reason that the San Juans are sunnier is that they are in the lee of two mountain barriers. The winds from the southwest, they're downstream the Olympics. They're in the rain shadow of the Olympics. When the winds are in the northwest, they're in the rain shadow of the mountains of Vancouver Island. So they tend to be sunnier. But the problem for them is they're surrounded by water, and the water is relatively cool. So that keeps the temperatures down, even though they have a lot of sunshine.
So what is a heat island, an urban heat island?
Well, the urban heat island effect is when you see warmer temperatures in the core of major cities, even minor cities, really. Now, cities produce heat. There's combustion. There's all kinds of ways that we put out heat from our machines, from our cars. We also have a lot of concrete around cities, and that absorbs the heat during the day and releases it at night. Another reason that cities can be warmer is that there's not a lot of moist surfaces like in the rural areas. That happens to cool things because if you have a moist surface, the sun's rays put a lot of their energy into evaporating water rather than heating up the surface. So cities tend to be warmer than the surrounding communities, and that is called the heat island effect.
How much warmer? I'll just say I have noticed that there's tends to be a lot more frost outside the city than in the city.
Here in Seattle, we have another issue, and that's proximity to water. Our water is relatively warm, even during the middle of the winter. Puget Sound, Lake Washington, or maybe you're in the upper 40s, while the land can cool much further than that if it's away from the water. So we can see a huge difference in temperature of places right near the water, which tend to stay mild at night, and places in the interior that tend to cool down much more because they don't have that large heat capacity of the water keeping the temperatures up. So around here, temperatures are very complicated. We have an urban heat island effect right in the center of Seattle. In fact, Boeing Field's right in the middle of it, and they tend to be warmer. But we also have this issue about proximity to water, and we tend to get more continental, more extreme as we get away from the water.
And that's there all the time?
It's most profound during the wintertime on the clear, relatively calm nights. If you drive around the city, you can find temperature differences of 15 or 20 degrees warmer near the water and much cooler as you go into Woodinville and you go into the interior.
Thanks, Cliff.
Good to talk to you, Keith.
Cliff Mass teaches about the atmosphere and weather at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.